So I used to be in corporate, in the corporate world, and I absolutely loved working that 9 to 5 and having that structure, and it was really fun. I looked forward to all the different learning experiences. At one point I decided, it's time to go off and become an entrepreneur and try something on my own and be my own boss and, take the plunge. And, you might be in that similar stage. Hey, I'm not sure if the 9 to 5 is right for me anymore. What kind of, things that I can do to really pivot and get into a new venture? And I have to say there's so many opportunities now to start on something, to get going, that you have no excuse to get out of that 9 to 5 or work your way out of it if you want to. But what you have to really do is figure out what you're passionate about and really pursue that in your spare time. Of course, for me, I was in a different situation. I had to make the decision to leave fairly quickly. Something happened at work that affected my ability to work there. So I needed to get out of corporate fairly quickly. So I got going on a new e-commerce business fairly quickly. And the sense of urgency really helped push me forward. And I had to hustle. I had to hustle and really push it so that I could make an income. So the same situation for you is that, you don't want to take too many risks. You want to take calculated risks, maybe not go as extreme as me, but work on a project that will get you safely out of the 9 to 5 and into your be your own boss world. And you have to really figure out if that's for you. You have to figure out if this, approach is the right thing for you, because it might not be, and that's okay. You might enjoy having the structure of the 9 to 5, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've done it before, and I actually didn't mind it, but I always enjoyed doing my own projects, so I decided, I was destined to be more of an entrepreneur, so I decided to take the full-on plunge here without even looking for another job. I just didn't see the need to go for another job, even though I could have. So I think it's really critical to figure out if you are that entrepreneurial person. Can you take risks? Can you handle the lulls? Can you handle the negativity? Can you handle the ups and downs? Because there will be. And can you handle the countless hours of working your ass off? Because you're going to have to work your ass off, no question. And if you don't, you're going to fail. That's what's going to happen. So I really highly recommend that you think about it. If you want to be an entrepreneur, start on the side and build it up that way, because you don't know. You don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow or the next day. So dabble with it, play around with it, see what happens. You might find that it's truly fulfilling and it's the thing you want to do. I find it very challenging for people to be really happy. I've seen a lot of people who work 9 to 5, and this is the reality, is that there's a lot of them, 80% at least, that are not happy with their job. They don't enjoy what they're doing, but they're unsure of how to get out of it. Like they don't know how to. And I hate that excuse, because today it's so easy to escape the 9 to 5. There's so many different resources. 4-Hour Work Week was a great book by Tim Ferriss that actually got me all excited about projects outside of the 9 to 5. So there's way too many resources out there not to venture out if that's what you want to do. So I really encourage you to explore some of those avenues and see what's out there, because you'd be surprised what you could accomplish on your own. Because I bet there's a big majority of you, if you're listening to me, you're not happy where you're at right now. You need to make a change, and you don't know where to go. Google it, find some resources, listen to some of the podcasts that I've created here. Get yourself in a good, happy state of mind to just crush the day and you'll find that maybe you'll be better off down the road. 9 to 5 is great. If you want to climb the corporate ladder, if that's your thing, then go for it. Own it. Work hard. Give everything you can to your employer. I always try to do that. I believe in working really hard. And the work ethic is what will get you ahead. Whether you're an entrepreneur, an intrapreneur, an employee, you want to get somewhere, you need to work extremely hard to get there. And there's no substitute. There really is no substitute. So whatever path you choose, you're going to have to work hard regardless. Don't expect entrepreneurship to be any easier. It's going to be harder. It's going to be so much harder. But the ride, the journey, all that, that's what gets me excited. So the question is what's going to get you excited? What's going to get you happy in the morning? Go and do that. Plain and simple.